With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
We're like, I don't know, missionaries for the art of reading. We really try to get books into the hands of many people.
That's John Zenzer. He's the man in charge of the Reader's Digest condensed books. 12 million volumes of the condensed books are sold in the U.S. each year, another 10 million abroad.
We typically have a big novel at the center of the book, a thriller, a book on quieter kind of theme, and maybe a piece of nonfiction.
A recent volume of the condensed books contains, for example, Still Watch by Mary Higgins Clark, Crescent City by Belva Plain, Love Strong by Dorothy Greenbaum, and The Wild Children by Felice Holman.
We try to make it a balanced volume so there's something for everybody in it.
The Reader's Digest began selling its condensed books by mail order in 1950 and now markets some five or six volumes a year.
Ralph Henderson, our founder, said that you must cut the book to the shortest length consistent with the author's style, integrity, and purpose. And if you really do that, you end up with a very respectable facsimile of what the author started out with.
John Zenzer makes the final decision about what books are selected for condensation by the Reader's Digest, but he calls it a team effort.
I must say I enjoy all of the books that we use. I have wonderful colleagues who help me in this decision.
While the text of the books is cut, there is no rewriting.
The product speaks for itself. It's beautifully done.
While some authors, such as Kenneth Roberts and Ernest Hemingway, balked at efforts to trim their work, John Zenzer says the Digest has been praised by most of its writers.
When I use a book which sells 20,000 copies in the trade and distribute it to from 1.5 to 2 million people, I don't feel bad about that.
That's John Zenzer, editor of the Reader's Digest Condensed Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The people who read the Reader's Digest condensed books,
they're not usual book buyers, many of them, and they don't really want to go to a bookstore.
That's John Zenzer, editor of the Reader's Digest condensed books, who says his readers order the books because they trust the Digest.
There is a classic picture of the Digest reader as being someone who lives on a farm, miles away from a bookstore, and can't get at a bookstore, so he relies on the Digest to perform his bookstore going for him.
The stereotypical reader of the Digest condensed books may be that of a family-oriented, conservative Midwesterner, but Zenzer is convinced there is a wider audience.
It isn't just in the Midwest. It's the biggest publication anywhere. I mean, I bet you if you find out how many copies of a book or a magazine are sold in New York City, you're going to find the Digest is one of the top.
Graphic sex, language, and violence do not appear in the Reader's Digest condensations.
We do a lot of excising in that area. We go for what we call the family moral standard. We've liberalized a bit in the last, I suppose, 15 years. I used to say we said goodnight in the car after a date, and then we got up to the front door of the house, then we got inside the house, then we got upstairs outside the bedroom door, and it's my intention that we will never go inside the bedroom door.
And Zenzer admits the Reader's Digest avoids complex literary fiction such as William Styron's Sophie's Choice.
It would have been a very complicated book to cut. It was very long and it had a lot of different problems in it, and it was also very depressing in parts. And a sort of suicide pact at the end of a book is not our usual fare.
John Zenzer has been with the Reader's Digest condensed books for 34 years. Since their start in 1950, there have been nearly 160 volumes of the condensed books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.